USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is working to set up a call between President Biden and French President Emmanuel Macron.
What I expect the president will do on that call is reaffirm our commitment to working with one of our oldest and closest partners.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki speaking there. France is furious about a new security deal between the U.S., Britain, and Australia. The head of Homeland Security says they're swiftly processing and removing thousands of illegal Haitians who are living under an international bridge on the Texas border seeking asylum.
We are very concerned that Haitians who are taking this irregular migration path are receiving false information that the border is open.
Secretary Mayorkas in Del Rio, Texas, for an operational briefing. This is USA Radio News.
If you drive a car, truck, SUV, or vehicle of any kind, you need GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. That's right. With the free GetUpside gas app, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you buy gas. Nearly 3 million people have earned cash back with GetUpside just for buying gas.
I always use GetUpside. Some months, I make $200 to $300.
I love getting money back for things I use every day. It's just free money for buying gas.
There's no catch. It's simple. And you get your cash back right away.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents per gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code BEACH for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code BEACH for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BEACH.
Another state attorney general is speaking out regarding President Biden's vaccine mandate. From the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, Lance Pry has the story.
Doctors should be able to practice medicine based on what's best for their patients, and the U.S. government should be educating people. Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry on Newsmax TV is one of 27 Republican attorney generals vowing to fight President Biden's vaccine mandate.
Well, it probably started when the president said it's not about freedom, and it should be all about freedom. You know, what's ironic is that, you know, for decades now, we've heard that the Democratic Party was a party that was going to unite America. They told all of the citizens, American citizens out there, you didn't elect us because we're here to unite everyone. And since COVID, all they've done is divided America. And this mandate that the president is aspiring to is nothing but a divisive policy.
Wall Street tanking with the Dow down over 700 points today. USA Radio News.
If you think vaccines alone will protect you from COVID-19, think again. More breakthrough cases of COVID variants show that vaccinated people are still vulnerable to the deadly disease. To be safe, monitor regularly for fever, as it's the leading sign of COVID-19. Use Exergen, the only thermometer scientifically proven to detect fever. And beware of non-contact devices that miss 5 out of 6 fevers. Remember, vaccines are not enough. So protect yourself and your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Thousands of people are evacuated after a volcano erupts on Spain's Canary Island.
Thousands of people are evacuating from one of the Canary Islands in the Atlantic as a volcanic eruption has begun. The eruption on the island of La Palma has prompted local authorities to evacuate between 5 and 10,000 people living in villages near the mountain. Videos on social media show lava flows engulfing houses, though no injuries have been reported. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez has reportedly postponed his trip to the meeting of the UN General Assembly to travel to La Palma to see the situation firsthand. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle want Facebook executives to testify after a Wall Street Journal story reported that the social media company knew Instagram hurts teenage girls' mental health, but kept it a secret. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn explains what the platform can do to people.
It has led to an elevation in the rate of teen suicides, into eating disorders, and we have heard from pediatricians and from parents for quite a while, plenty of anecdotal evidence.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. And finally, week two of the NFL season wraps up with the Green Bay Packers hosting the Detroit Lions at Lambeau Field. Kickoff set for just after 8 o'clock Eastern time. More news always can be found online by going to USA Radio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.